Welcome to this new week of broadcasts here on Money Life with Chuck Bentley. Chuck is the CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, today we'll venture into a subject that is full of controversy and pain and a lot of misunderstanding. It's the area of single parenting.
Well, single parents represent a growing segment of our population, and unfortunately that's both inside and outside the church. And single parents have very unique needs, not only financially, but also emotionally and relationally. And today we want to help provide hope and insight for those who find themselves in that role. You know, Dave, in my own life, I was in a single parent home as a child very briefly. My parents divorced when I was 11. And actually, I was blessed that they remarried by the time I was 12. But it was just long enough to have deep, deep compassion for those who find themselves in that role.
And today, because we do care so much about this segment of our listening audience, we've invited a guest who speaks very well, both from a biblical and pragmatic perspective, to the issue of single parenting.
Dr. David Frisbee founded the Center for Marriage and Family Studies in 1982, and he and his wife, Lisa, they're both prolific writers and frequent speakers at workshops and camps and seminars, and they've traveled worldwide to bring hope to marriages and families that are in crises. They've written numerous articles and 7 books, including Moving Forward After Divorce, Raising Great Kids on Your Own, and Happily Remarried. I am really looking forward to speaking to David today.
You know, Chuck, as I think about the various resources we have at Crown on a wide variety of subjects and topics, are there resources that we have specifically targeted to the single parent?
Well, we've cared about the single parent for a long time here at Crown and in this ministry. Larry Burkett, our co-founder, spoke of it often. So did Howard, our other co-founder. And so we consequently have a number of excellent articles on the subject of single parenting that can be found at crown.org. They're all free, and they cover the issues from child care to how to handle unexpected credit card balances to how to find safe and affordable housing. And all of these are targeted to the specific needs of a single parent.
Well, you can find those resources at crown.org. And also let me remind you that if you have to step away from the broadcast today, you can always hear Money Life again by going to crown.org. And not only will you find today's program there, but you'll also find programs from the past month as well. Now, if you happen to have an MP3 player and you'd like to have Money Life delivered direct to you each day, just sign up for the Money Life podcast. It takes just a few minutes to sign up. And best of all, the Money Life podcast is absolutely free. Again, the web address is crown.org. Well, when we come back, we'll introduce you to our guest, Dr. David Frisbee. You're listening to Money Life with Chuck Bentley, and we'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is David Frisbee. David, so nice to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
If you would, take a few minutes to tell us about the work that you do at the Center for Marriage and Family Studies.
Yes, we founded in 1982, my wife Lisa and I, working with primarily brokenness in families, the post-divorce family, single parents, blended families, step families, that kind of issue. And for the record, we also deal with intact families as well.
And David, when you say you establish it to work with them, what kind of work do you do with those families?
We are doing counseling and teaching and training, and in these days, a lot of writing and speaking as well.
Mm-hmm. And specifically today, we want to talk about the single-parent family. What are the trends that you're seeing emerge among single parents, and especially those within the church?
First of all, there are a lot of single parents in today's church, and many of them never expected to end up as single parents. That was not their plan going into life. Quite a few of them coming off a divorce that they didn't see coming, and some of them obviously never married, but certainly did not plan to get pregnant or become a parent.
So, David, when you see people who have gone through this unexpected experience, what typically is their condition emotionally, financially, spiritually?
Those are interrelated issues, aren't they? Very much so. Many of them are broken and hurting emotionally. Spiritually, they may be wondering where God is, or they may be openly angry at God. And financially, the vast majority are uncertain and don't really have a foundation in place to help them.
And David, have you studied some of the financial pressures that the single parent deals with today?
Yes, a couple of issues. The first is short-term and immediate, and that's just a matter of simple survival. The first thing a single parent has to do is figure out how she or he is going to survive in the short term, and that is a struggle right now. There are a number of jobs available that, frankly, don't pay enough to support a person and or one or two children, so you can go to work and become employed and yet not be earning enough to really survive as a family.
Well, what do you give advice, and does your center help people to understand how to deal with their financial issues when they're struggling?
Yes, and the second of the issues, besides short-term, more strategically, once you've managed to survive strategically, a number of things come to mind, one of which is going back to school and finishing a degree, another of which is learning a new skill. We've watched people, for example, go to cosmetology school and learn that skill. We've watched people pick up a real estate degree and learn that skill. We've watched single parents become economically viable after they've got their survival issues addressed and they're going to survive. Then they start planning more strategically and look at employment kinds of issues.
So, Dave, when people encounter your services, how do you help them overcome the initial shock and fear and the sense of devastation?
You know, they're going to need to build a support network as much as anything. And when they're involved in a good church, that's one of the most amazing sources of support that we know of anywhere. Obviously, God is our help, and we understand that, and we live that. But it is so nice as well when there's a human being you can talk to and that you feel like understands your situation, understands where you're coming from, and has a heart for you. And if you can build a team, a support network around you that has that kind of heart for you and will help you make the tough choices you've got to make, you're a blessed person.
So plugging into your local church and growing in your reliance on God certainly is a major step. Are there some specific things that people around them, that support group, can do to make a difference that can help? Some very specific, probably common denominators, David.
Right. We just watched a particular story that was heartwarming for us where a single mom moved back in with her parents in another state and ended up reattending the church that she had grown up in. And she was coming back as a single mom with some brokenness in her family, very uncertain about how the church would receive her, and not at all eager to move back under her parents' roof, quite frankly. It was a matter of survival, and it was the only option she really saw for herself. So she went back into a church, doesn't matter where, doesn't matter the brand name, but smaller church that she thought was conservative and might be judgmental with her. And she found just the opposite of that. She found people that were so full of the grace of God and so ready to help. And she did not feel condemned or judged. She felt welcome and helped. And it's just been a great story for her and also for her two children.
And so for those of us who see single parents in our church environments, in our church communities, how do we approach that to be a service to them, to be a good servant to the needs that they have?
Child care is always a need. If you can offer child care, you are meeting a need that is a given. It's just an automatic given. That single parent may want to do something like go back to school. It may be as simple as going out shopping and not wanting to have a 3-year-old and 1-year-old in your cart with you while you shop. But child care is a given. If you can do car repair, if you can do simple household repair, those are very, very helpful things also.
Well, are there things that we should avoid if we see someone in need and we want to offer meaningful help, what kind of things should we avoid when trying to help the single parent family?
That's going to vary by person. Some people are seemingly very open to help and maybe not as responsible as we'd want them to be. Other people are afraid to ask for help and really need help that they're not going to get because they just are not going to ask someone else for help. So judge that by the individual case. But if you have a skill or a gift or a talent, or if you're retired, for example, and you and your wife or you and your husband can do child care in your home, make that offer just as graciously and kindly as you can, and that'll be a very helpful thing.
And David, have you seen restoration take place in the cases where people have come to you and they feel like possibly that their lives are broken and it's permanent, they're just devastated, but you've counseled with them, helped them to get on their feet, and restoration happens in unexpected ways?
Yes, we've seen that time after time, but the thing I want you to know about that is that that's God's work. That is not the counseling process. That is the grace of God at work in life, and yes, we have seen that over and over. Cases that are happening right now where a long-term marriage partner abandons a marriage, deciding that he or she prefers relationships with the same sex. We are seeing that a lot in California. We're seeing that in other parts of the country. And the spouse that's left behind, having not seen that issue coming, is just devastated and wonders how in the world to explain that to the children or whether or not to explain that to the children. And we have seen in those kinds of cases some amazing acts of God's grace.
And Dave, that has to be unbelievably devastating, and certainly only the grace of God could bring about restoration in those cases. What is the overall incidence of single parenthood today in our culture?
The number of homes that are headed by a single parent family is heading steadily upward, and it's about a third of U.S. homes that we can census right now.
So this is just a huge need.
It is a gigantic need. Now, some of those homes may have a partner living in them that there's not a marriage present, so the count may not be perfect, but that's an approximate count.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with our guest, Dr. David Frisbee. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and my guest today is Dr. David Frisbee. And Dr. Frisbee and his wife have served since 1982 as co-executive directors of the Center for Marriage and Family Studies. And David, this is a massive problem. It's a problem that certainly breaks our hearts. And as we listen to the statistics as well as the cases of people who are hurting and the devastation that they go through, my first reaction is, what kind of resources can I get a hold of that could really help them? What resources do you recommend today to the single parent that they could pick up that would help them directly?
Right. We have just spent 3 years of our lives sitting down with single parents literally all over the world, China, Japan, all over Eastern and Central Europe, Western Europe, Canada, the United States. For 3 years, we've just been immersed in interviewing single parents, finding out from them what has worked and what has not worked, and we've distilled that into a book called Raising Great Kids on Your Own, a guide and companion for every single parent. And that book has our heart in it, and it also has the last 3 years of our lives in it, and I would hope it would be a great resource for any single parent. If you are yourself one, or if you have one in the family or a friend who's a single parent, it's a great gift for them, and I think we'll find a lot of help in it.
And what led you and Lisa to decide to write a book on that particular subject?
We were watching it emerge in a church that we're a part of in Southern California, which is a very, very large, wonderful, vibrant church. I could do your whole program just as a commercial for our local church, but I won't. But we were watching a number of single parents arrive there and really not know where to go from here. You know, this wasn't part of the plan. They didn't grow up planning to someday be a single parent. And as we watched that happen, we thought we need to provide some kind of a process for them, some kind of a help for them. How do we do that? And that then led us into a three-year process of studying single parenting from the standpoint of the people that are out there doing it.
Well, and how did writing this book impact your own life?
Oh, my goodness. We have met some of the most amazing parents who are going it alone, who are 16 or 18 or 21 or 47, who have had to overcome obstacles that you wouldn't believe. We tell some of their stories in the book. We've been doing some writing in a magazine called Parent Life, and we've told some of the stories in that magazine, stories that would break your heart, and yet stories where you see God's grace shine through and very effective parenting emerge.
David, if I'm listening today and I'm not a single parent, and we have many in our audience that are not, but they know people in their church, they see them, regularly, and they're wondering, is this a good book that I should give to a single parent, or is there another resource that would help me be better equipped to serve them?
Right. This is a great book for that because it's written very readably. We honestly wrote this to a single parent with an eighth grade reading level. Now, you can understand it if your reading level is higher than that, but we were writing for about an eighth grade reading level. We were writing typically for a female, although there's plenty of single dad advice in there. But this is a very readable, approachable book. It's not a college textbook about single parenting. It's very readable, and the people that we've had read it as test readers have kept turning the pages.
And its emphasis is on how to raise children in this single parentness, not necessarily how to comprehensively deal with all the issues.
Right. The basic needs of children, to know that they are loved, to be safe, those kinds of needs you can address as a single parent. More difficult, but can be done.
Well, it sounds like your local church has some real best practices going on. Are there other activities that you're seeing that are making a big difference in the life of those who find themselves unexpectedly a single parent?
Yes, most larger cities right now will have seminars for single parents. We do one of those called Raising Great Kids on Your Own, just like the book. But it wouldn't have to be our seminar. Most larger cities now, if you plug into a larger church in a larger city, they've got seminars and things like that going fairly frequently for single parents.
So for an individual or couple who wanted to start their own ministry to single parents, where do you recommend that they start? What's the step one?
They'd be very welcome to contact us. We're at marriagestudies.com. We would love and welcome that contact. Dr. Kevin Lehman, who you probably know as the birth order guy, has gotten into single parenting lately, and he's got a single parenting book, and I'm sorry, I don't know the title of it, but he's got a very effective, well-written single parenting book out right now also.
And would you give us your website information one more time, David?
Yes, we are at marriagestudies.com.
You know, David, as I think about all the resources for those who find themselves as single parents, there's also one that doesn't cost them anything and one that they can respond to right now, isn't there?
Yes, there absolutely is. God is the partner of the single parent in ways that no book can possibly explain. God does come alongside us and help us and supply us with wisdom we do not have on our own. And if you can't afford $8 or $10 to buy a book, you need not despair because you have God right there accessible to you. And, you know, parenting is difficult even if you have two parents and they're both more or less on the same page with their parenting style. It's much more difficult solo. And yet somehow God comes alongside us and he really fills in the gaps that maybe we can't cover and helps us do a better job.
You know, David, it is a devastating life experience, and I know that there are many that maybe are listening today that are worried about going into single parenthood. It hasn't happened, but
Right. They're
concerned that it could happen. Do you have advice for them?
We just went to a wedding of a mom who chose to stay single after a divorce and raise her three kids without remarrying or even dating. She just cut off any possibility of a new relationship and focused on being a godly woman and raising her kids. She raised three amazing young people that are now adults. Two of them are in ministry. She just raised amazing people, and now with them raised, now she's become open to the dating and the remarrying possibility, and she just got married. But just for one example, there's a place where a woman said, I'm going to honor God with my life. God and I are going to raise these kids, and we're going to move forward from here. And just been fun to watch her do that.
Well, that's a beautiful example, David. And there's also some listening today that are just hanging in there in their own marriages. And just listening to the research you've done and the difficulties that a single parent faces, it's a devastating, difficult road. There's always hope, but I would just encourage each of you to hang on and to be reconciled to your mate and do whatever it takes not to go down that road. Well, David, thank you for being our guest today. It has been wonderful having you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and as we wrap up today's program, I wanted to speak to those of you who have already found yourself as a single parent. You know, first, don't give up on God. I think back into my own childhood experience and remember there were some dark days in there, but God was never far away. And even though there's times it may feel like God's turned his back on you, the truth of it is that he has not. You know, the Lord said he can make beauty out of ashes, and I have experienced that. And I believe strongly that even in your darkest hour, you need to move towards him, not away from him. Get into his word and immerse your mind and soul in solid biblical teaching. I really like what David said today, that you need to surround yourself with godly friends and mentors and beware of those who want to bring you down or feed on the opportunity to become bitter. That is not going to help you. And right now, you need people around you who love God, who will love you, and who will walk through this journey with you. And then in a very practical way, be careful about your spending. You know, it is a financial crisis when a divorce occurs for both parties, particularly for the female. And there's an urge to spend. There's an urge to, and there's just a very strong danger that you'll medicate your pain with money. And if that's one of the ways you've historically responded to that pain, you really need to resist that and understand that that's a temptation. And at this point, future expenses and income uncertain, you really have to pull together and be sure that you're living with self-control and within a budget. And then as we think about living on a plan, if you don't have one, you really need to get on one right away. And remember this, the situation you find yourself in today is not forever. There are people who've gone through these circumstances and survived financially and even been able to thrive and grow. But your pain's going to be multiplied if you don't plan well beginning right now. And if you don't know how to set up a spending plan, I encourage you to go to crown.org because we have a lot of helpful online resources. They're all free and they'll help you through this process. And speaking of our free resources, if you have internet access and you really need someone to talk with about your own financial situation, I strongly recommend that you go online at crown.org and sign up for an online money map coach. There's no charge to you. The information is completely confidential, and you can find someone there who understands your situation and will walk you through it. We recently got a letter from a listener whose husband was killed in an automobile accident, and she found a mentor online through our Money Map online coaching system that has helped her stay on track with her spending plan and to achieve the financial goals that she and her husband had set out together.
Well, thanks, Chuck. And all those resources are available at crown.org. That's crown.org. Well, until next time, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.